This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Tuesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, as we bring you tomorrow's news tonight right here from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, home of the world champion Tampa Bay Buccaneers, and also baseball season getting ready to start, the Tampa Bay Rays getting ready to go, and we're broadcasting to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and satellite. By the way, a special shout-out goes to our active-duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody working on the Third Watch, thanks for keeping America rolling along. And remember, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe and Gab the same way. We're also on Parler as the Captain's America. We're also on Twitter at Captain's America. And don't forget to check out our website, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. And joining us right now from the Edwards Notebook and the Ron Edwards Experience is none other than Ron Edwards. There they are, outside the window. Well, they should be, because the Rays won their last game of the season 16-5. That's not too bad. They got a pitcher that they got a starting pitcher that looks like he's on fire. We'll see what happens. And the Buccaneers are clicking on all 19 and a half cylinders because they got everybody signed. They signed all their offensive and all their defensive linemen, players. And nobody has ever done that in NFL history. But this team did. So we'll see what happens. All right. We're ready. Are you ready to say the pledge?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America. And to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, under God, because our great country was formed under Judeo-Christian values. Well, President Joe Biden has promised new gun control measures in the wakes of the two recent mass shootings. But he's got a big fight in his hands right now from voters who overwhelmingly believe their right to own guns is protected by the Constitution's Second Amendment. According to the Rasmussen Reports poll, it is 72% say so. That's really going against the grain there, Ron.
Way against the grain. But here's the thing. He doesn't care about that. Democrats usually don't care about what we think and what we want, which is usually the best decisions anyway. When asked whether he plans to unilaterally enact new restrictions on homemade firearms, provide funding for state and local gun control efforts, or propose legislation making gun manufacturers liable for criminal misuse of their products, Biden says he absolutely does. And he wants to restrict firearms as far as he can, or as much as he can. This is going against our total, all of our amendments, because if the Second Amendment goes, which the Democrats want to get rid of, all of the rest of the amendments are going to go down the drain quickly. And it's a good thing. I'm surprised it's only 70, what did you say, 72%?
Yeah.
Should be higher. I'm kind of disappointed. It should be much higher than that, but I'll take the majority anyway.
Okay. All right. Flip is jumping up and down saying, "Good morning, Ron Edwards."
Good morning, Flip.
Oh, yes. Right. Okay. Yeah, I know. Everybody. Well, the natives are restless. Okay. In the meantime, 37% of likely U.S. voters say the country's headed in the right direction. This is down 10 percentage points from where it was at 2 weeks ago at 47%. This, again, is according to a new Rasmussen Reports poll. And even ABC, which is not conservative by any stretch of the imagination, and ABC News Ipsos poll is showing that there are warning signs out there for Joe Biden's long-term agenda.
Well, absolutely. His long-term agenda, and I'm not exaggerating here, means death to America as we knew her or know her. He's talking about this changing, fundamentally transforming this country top to bottom. And this is something that we cannot put up with in this country. Here again is another situation where I'm disappointed that it's at 37%. I would think something like maybe 10%. When you look at the full gamut of plans and plots and tricks that this certain, you know, particular administration has planned against we the people in this country, but as they continue to unfold, I can guarantee you that it will continue to shrink, though.
Well,
it won't be 37% much longer. It'll continue to reduce.
Here's why it's not as low as you think it should be, because the Democrats have done a tremendous job in the public relations of the handling of the coronavirus pandemic. And consequently, 72% of the people polled believe Biden has done a better job handling the pandemic than Donald Trump did. As a matter of fact, an even greater number, 75%, approve of the COVID-19 vaccine distribution under Biden's leadership, thinking he had more to do with it than Trump. That's the public relations.
Well, and that's something you and I have talked about before, where
yep.
the Republicans have the better ideas, do a better job generally, but do a very horrible job in messaging, because people are more apt to believe
yep.
lies.
Yep.
And if they're being
thought.
Told better,
hold that thought. We'll be right back with more with Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and we are going to play an Edwards Notebook when we come back, folks. So don't go anywhere.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Notebook, and you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
All righty, and that's Ron Edwards. He's coming right up right now. We happen to have an Edwards Notebook to play for you, so here we go.
For all the Christian voters who preferred Biden, I'm still trying to figure out what in the world do you use for brains? Hello, I'm Ron Edwards on today's page from the Edwards Notebook. President Trump and all of humanity are blessed with a creator who does not condemn us forever because of past sins. Like every born boy or girl, Trump is not perfect and committed wrongful acts during his life. But since giving his heart to Christ, Trump, like all of us, has shown he is not perfect. But in many ways, Donald Trump has exhibited a more Christ-like attitude than many Christians I know personally, including ministers and reverends. Very soon after being elected president, in 2016, President Trump encouraged a group of sappy preachers and prophets jockeying for position on his prayer team that they should boldly stand for their beliefs in God and not accept being discarded by society. The foolish Christians who either voted for Biden or did not vote at all are no one, as far as I'm concerned, and they have no one but themselves to blame for the erosion of our religious liberties and the literal amped up war against all we have learned to be good according to the Word of God. So now, our border is also spiraling out of control. You like that? I'm Ron Edwards. Check out TheRonEdwards.com.
There you go. TheRonEdwards.com is where you go. And this portion of the program brought to you by Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura. Now, if you love the feel of a high-end SUV, you'll love Moss Acura. Now, the powertrain and technology of the Acura lineup is better than ever, and the flagship MDX Sport Utility has had a complete refresh that's made this great SUV far and away the leader in its class. Now, the MDX has a few more
rigid body additions, as well as double wishbone suspension and a standard 345 horsepower engine. Plus some amazing creature comforts that come along too, like quilted leather seats and front seat massagers. Boy, does that feel good. I know I sat in one of them and turned it on. My back was bothering me, and it didn't bother me after that. Now, Moss Acura offers home and office pickup and delivery. Their lease programs are some of the industry's best. And don't forget, your Moss Acura comes with the Moss Care with free oil changes and tire rotations for life. And they honor those who have served our country with the You Serve, You Save program for active duty military, veterans, first responders, and church pastors, too. Now, they're located on North Florida Avenue, right next to Nissan, at Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. It'll save you a boatload of money. All right, Ron Edwards is back with us. Good morning, Mr. Ron.
And good morning, sir.
To be continued here, let's move along. GOP lawmakers have warned against the vaccine passports, and several governors, including our great governor, Ron DeSantis, he's not mulling not honoring them. He's going to issue an executive order under the states' rights 10th Amendment nullification to get rid of it.
Thank God for Ron DeSantis and a few other governors that are opposing this idiocy. To want to command that, for example, they want to have a travel vaccine or a passport vaccine that you would have to have.
Vaccine passport is what they call it.
Yeah. They want you to have one of these things in order to move about this country or fly or whatever, or fly internationally. I think that is very wrong. It is evil and another control mechanism. And by the way, to vaccine or not to vaccine should be a personal choice. And the reason why I say that, sir, is because, number one, when it comes to these viruses and flus and things of that nature, they eventually die off. And there's also a thing called herd immunity.
Yes.
Happens every time. Every doggone time. And guess what? When you continue to wear these stupid masks, these face diapers, what you're doing is continuing to cause health problems for yourself and indirectly for the community at large. When you continue to suck back in your carbon dioxide, you're literally destroying your lungs and other important parts of your body. And by wearing, for instance, if you're forced to wear at work every day, 8 hours a day, these masks, after a few months, you're going to be in much worse health. Your gums are going to be deteriorating, whole nine yards. And this is what the Democrats and the rhinos want to do to us. Thank God, like I said, for folks like Ron DeSantis and others
who
are opposing this.
You mentioned herd immunity, and an Amish community in Lancaster County, Pennsylvania's New Holland borough, home to Amish and Mennonites, appears to be the nation's first community to reach herd immunity.
Yeah, I read a little about that. And this is what happens. And we would have greater herd immunity, by the way, if they were to, let's say, get rid of the mask mandates. If you noticed in Texas, since they got rid of those mandates,
everything's dropped dramatically.
Yeah. Since 17 days, in 17 days, there's been a dramatic drop.
Yep.
So they know, actually, both sides know this, but it's about control. That's what I believe. Why they want to continue with the mask and the vaccines and all that, because they have been, to be honest with you, Captain, the Democrats and rhinos have been trying for decades to find whatever control mechanisms could stick.
Right.
And they think they've got it.
Yep.
But
you're right.
If we fight against this madness and push back hard, and we have to do this like never before, we can win. But we cannot break ranks. We've got to really push hard because these people, these Democrats are crazy. And they desperately want to control us.
Now, I want to mention that the Keystone pipeline workers that were just cut out of a job, rug pulled out underneath them, many of them, and I mean many of them, are still unemployed, and they've come out and said there isn't any work for them.
Well, Captain, we knew this was going to happen, and this is also...
Oh, no, wait a minute. No, we didn't, because remember, oh, well, we're going to have, they're going to be solar panel technicians, and they'll be doing windmills. Yep, yes, there'll be windmills over in the East Coast out there off of Cape Cod. Yep, that's John Kerry territory. We're going to put a whole bunch of windmills up over there.
Uh-huh. Yeah, well, as I said...
It's all about the ketchup, Ron. It's all about the ketchup.
Oh, absolutely. That no good sugar-based ketchup. Anyway, when you do such a thing, when you just cut off your lifeblood like that and cutting off oil production and moving, and they always talk about cleaning up the environment. Am I correct?
Yes.
Well, why in Sam Hill, if you're about cleaning up the environment, why would you prefer the inefficient way of moving oil via train as opposed to a solid pipe, which they don't break anymore like they used to? These
well, it's because of the guy that owns the railroad that does most of the hauling, Warren Buffett.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the great investor. Mm-hmm. Well, he's not God. You know what? He's one individual, and we are the people of this country, and we need to push back against this country, this madness, rather, or we won't have a country. We won't have one worth living in.
Yeah. And by the way, Canada, the Canadian Railway, is buying another railroad, which is going to allow it to haul their oil from Canada all the way to the refineries down on the Gulf Coast.
And see, this is madness. When you have a great pipeline that'll get the job done, and because you would be able to ship much more oil quickly, more quickly, what would that do, Captain? Help keep the price down.
Sure.
But they don't want that. They want $8 a gas.
That's the plan.
I'm sorry.
That's the plan.
$8 a gallon.
That's the plan.
Yeah. Remember, Ali Obama said that. And they're sticking to it.
Okay. Clip is saying we can retrain them to be cattle guards like that idiot Obama said. By the way, George Godfather saying good morning to you.
Good morning. Good morning, sir.
Yep. Good morning, George. All right. And we'll be over at Mission Barbecue today for lunch.
Man, I wish I could get over there.
Hop on a corporate jet and fly down.
I'll be there.
Yeah. All right. We're going to run out of time, so very quickly. Heavily armed left-wing thugs have once again descended on Salem, Oregon. Three people arrested, clashes with the cops and with other people. And, geez, I mean, what a bunch of morons. What a bunch of morons.
They're allowed to get away with. They're doing what they're allowed to get away with.
Yep, you're right. You're right, my friend. All right, we will talk to you again on Thursday.
Absolutely.
All right. Will. Thanks a lot. All right. That's Ron Edwards, everybody, host of the Edwards Notebook. And I'll be right back with more.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
New estimates from the Biden administration show that the government is anticipating that the number of unaccompanied children illegally crossing the southern border will double next month. A report from the Wall Street Journal says that the government is estimating around 20,000 minors will make the crossing in April. That's up from the nearly 16,000 that have been apprehended this month. Senator Ron Johnson says the Trump administration had policies in place that had stopped the flow of illegal crossings. But the Wisconsin Republican tells Fox News that the Biden administration ignored warnings about reversing those policies.
And we pretty well stopped the flow of unaccompanied children and migrant families that were exploiting our very generous asylum laws. But then President Biden, even though his transition team asked the Trump administration, what can we do to prevent a border crisis? They told them, keep those policies in place. So basically the first thing that President Biden did is he just dismantled all those programs.
This is USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
All righty, this portion of the program brought to you by my good friends down there at Mixon's Groveside Cafe inside the Mixon Fruit Farms store. Now, I'll be down there on Thursday for our Have Lunch with the Captain series. Looking forward to seeing the whole gang down there in Bradenton. And if you want to come out, I'm there about 11:30. We have lunch. I'm usually there till about 1:30. And we just sit around and chat about all sorts of things. It doesn't have to be politics. It can be about the weather, whatever you want to talk about. But we always have a really good time there. We've had a really good turnout the last several times we've been there. And we do this the first Thursday of each month. Now, it just so happens that the first Thursday is going to be April 1st, April Fool's Day. So, but no fooling. We'll be there April the 1st from 11:30 to 1:30 at Mixon's on Thursday. Now, they're located down there in Bradenton at 2525 27th Street, right there in Bradenton, which is just south of the Tropicana Foods juice plant. I don't know, maybe a mile, and it's very easy to get to. You can just look it up, and everybody knows where it is. So you, if you get lost, you just go, hey, where's Mixon's Fruit Farm? And they'll tell you. But we're inside the store in the Groveside Cafe that's right there. And by the way, try the Captain's Club. you gotta try the Captain's Club. They named a sandwich after me there, and it's a beauty. I'm telling you, it is a beauty. You're going to love it. You're going to love it, love it, love it. Now, speaking of loving, we are so fortunate in the state of Florida to have our
governor by the name of Ron DeSantis. Oh, by the way, before I forget, I will be on Ron Edwards' radio show today at 3 o'clock, roughly 3 o'clock, 10 after, something like that. And it's called the Ron Edwards Experience. It's on Mojo Radio. Matter of fact, it's Mojo 5-0 Radio. Mojo 5-0 Radio. So you can look that up and find it on the Internet and then listen off that site. Or I believe Ron has his website, theronedwards.com, where you can listen to it over there, too. But I'll be on as a guest in the 3 o'clock hour. So tune in, and if you want to opine, that's okay, too. All right. And great, George. I look forward to seeing you today, my friend. Missed you yesterday, but look forward to seeing you today. I know a lot of people were doing a lot of things yesterday, National Vietnam Veterans Day. And what an honor. What an honor to be in the presence of some really great people yesterday, including one that flew a helicopter, a dust-off, and he got hit three times while flying the helicopter, wounded, and continued to fly the helicopter to get wounded off a hot LZ in a big battle that was going on in the Osho Valley. And you talk about being with greatness. That was greatness. That was greatness. He walks with a cane for the rest of his life because of what happened to him, but just being within 5 feet of somebody like that and being able to listen to what they had to say. So there you go. The Ron Edwards American Experience. Okay, thanks, Ron. And he's telling me what the name of it was. I said it wrong. I said to Ron, I always do that, Ron. Don't ask me why. I just want to call it the Ron Edwards Show. But anyway, the Ron Edwards American Experience. Find out more by going to theronedwards.com. Now, back to our governor. Ron DeSantis is by far one of the sharpest light bulbs anywhere in the country. He gets it. He absolutely flat on gets it. And his news broke over the weekend that Joe Biden was working with private companies to develop a nationwide vaccine passport. Our governor in Florida announced that he was taking executive action to prohibit them from his state. Now, if any politician truly values freedom and personal choice, then this is the position they need to take. Reject vaccine passports at all costs. By the way, they are a fundamental violation of the U.S. Constitution, in case you hadn't looked lately. And anyone who complies with them is violating our civil liberties. So for Ron DeSantis to once again stick up for Floridians, this is what every state in the country needs, a governor with a spine. Now, Governor DeSantis said the following when he announced what he announced. He said, "We are not going to have you provide proof of this just to be able to live your life. Vaccine passports are totally off the table in Florida." He went on to say it's a terrible idea. It won't get any support from him in Florida. And again, I'll go out and stick my head way out there and tell you that we have the best governor in America right here. And he's leading the way, and other governors need to do the same on banning their use, the vaccine passports, in the state that you're in. Now, they're purposely discriminatory and prevent a gross violation of our individual rights as Americans, and somebody's going to sue the bejesus out of those guys, the Biden administration, or whoever cooked up this idea, and that'll be the end of that. Because a vaccine passport requiring an individual to show proof of receiving a vaccination for the Chinese coronavirus to participate in certain activities is not, by any stretch of the imagination, constitutional. Don't take my word for it. Wait till you hear the lawyers that are going to be lining up about this. Wait till you hear the lawyers. And by the way, You talk about taking down a Joe Biden. It's going to be easy because he just doesn't have a leg to stand on when it comes to this. And the other thing is Manhattan, Washington, D.C., two of the bluest cities in the country, and both make no bones about it. And in order to qualify for the coronavirus vaccine in either place, you must show at least two forms of identification proving your age and your residency. Now, to me, this makes perfect sense. But what doesn't make sense is that neither city requires any ID at all for somebody to vote. Now, this is true even though a recent Rasmussen Report poll found that every key demographic supports voter ID to vote, including African Americans. So if the left insists requiring ID would depress voter turnout, but a 2019 report from the National Bureau of Economic Research completely debunks that claim, then how come the ID laws that don't suppress registration or turnout over a 10-year period are working so good in the states where they have them? They can't explain that. It's both rational and right to defend what we value, just as we protect access to the coronavirus vaccine. We should likewise safeguard the precious rights so many have died to secure for us, and that is our vote. Why can't the masses understand that? Is it because they don't wanna? They don't care? Well, whatever it is, you need to wake up and smell the roses, folks. Because try to get on a plane without picture ID. Try to get on a train. Try to get on a bus. Try to get on a cruise ship when they come back without picture ID. It just isn't going to happen. So what do they know that we don't? Well, they get it right. They get it right. They did it right. And kudos to those that have, that understand it. All righty. Don't go anywhere. Final segment of the program today coming up. Kathy is going to take us to break again. And I'll return right after these messages.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store, or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Face it, today's electric power grid is more vulnerable than ever. From natural disasters to EMP attacks and hacking, the grid could be crippled for days or even decades in the most dire scenarios. Visit quantumharvest.net to see our built-to-last EMP-protected solar power systems. While millions suffer, you'll have vital power for water pumps, refrigeration, and sanitation. Now that's peace of mind. EMP-protected solar power systems for every need and budget. See our full range at quantumharvest.net.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security. Securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are. Thank you very much, sir, Mr. Mike Gallagher, for doing that for us. Now, this part of the program brought to you by our friends at Dominic's Blinds and Decor. Remember, Dominic's Blinds and Decor is located at 4540 Clark Road at McIntosh down there in Sarasota. Now, all their blinds, shades, and shutters are made in the U.S. of A. They happen to be a Hunter Douglas dealer, too. And unlike the big box stores, Dominic's offers installation, on-site cleaning, parts, and repairs. All you got to do is stop by and see Jill and the gang in a store, or give them a call at 941-922-2345 to set up an appointment for service. Now, remember, all military and first responders get a discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds and Decor, 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. The number again, 941-922-2345. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. All righty. Now, before I play something, just to refresh everybody's memory about a little American history here, I want to mention to everybody that President Donald Trump and Melania are pleased to announce the launch of 45office.com, the website 45office.com. This is going to be the official website of the 45th President of the United States and will allow individuals to submit correspondence. You can email the President or the First Lady there. You can also schedule requests there. And I'm looking forward to being able to see what's going on with all the latest information that they've got and the things they're up to. And President and Mrs. Trump are continually strengthening their enduring spirit of the by the American people, which is keeping them well informed as to what's going on, and they're staying in touch with everybody and anyone that they can, which is great. Which is great. So if you want to get a hold of the president, 45office.com. All right, now, here's a little bit of American history for you. I haven't played this in a long time, and it's about time we hear this.
I walked through a county courthouse square. On a park bench, an old man was sitting there. I said, "Your old courthouse is kind of run down." He said, "No, it'll do for our little town." I said, "Your old flagpole has leaned a little bit, and that's a ragged old flag you got hanging on it." He said, "Have a seat." And I sat down. "Is this the first time you've been to our little town?" I said, "I think it is." He said, "I don't like to brag, but we're kind of proud of that ragged old flag. You see, we got a little hole in that flag there when Washington took it across the Delaware. And it got powder burned the night that Francis Scott Key sat watching it write and say, 'Can you see?' And it got a bad rip in New Orleans with Pakenham and Jackson tugging at its seams. And it almost fell at the Alamo beside the Texas flag, but she waved on, though. She got cut with a sword at Chancellorsville, and she got cut again at Shiloh Hill. There was Robert E. Lee, Beauregard, and Bragg, and the south wind blew hard on that ragged old flag. On Flanders Field in World War I, she got a big hole from a Bertha gun. She turned blood red in World War II. She hung limp and low a time or two. She was in Korea, Vietnam. She went where she was sent by her Uncle Sam. She waves from our ships upon the briny foam, and now they've about quit waving back here at home. In her own good land here, she's been abused. She's been burned, dishonored, denied, refused. And the government for which she stands is scandalized throughout the land. And she's getting threadbare and she's wearing thin, but she's in good shape for the shape she's in. 'Cause she's been through the fire before, and I believe she can take a whole lot more. So we raise her up every morning, we take her down every night, we don't let her touch the ground, and we fold her upright. On second thought, I do like to brag, 'cause I'm mighty proud of that ragged old flag.
Now, that's Johnny Cash, and that's called That Ragged Old Flag. And I don't know, I played it, I think, maybe 4th of July last year, or earlier this year, or something like that, whatever. It seems like last year's this year, and this year's last year. But it's got a lot of meaning to it. And in the day and age in which we're listening and living in, and talking about, and being a part of, and so many people out there trying to tear this country apart, I think they need to hear something like that. Because they're not teaching these kids American history anymore. Matter of fact, far be it from whatever it is they're teaching them, because they don't understand, nor do they know, provisions from the Constitution, the Declaration of Independence, the Bill of Rights. You talk to them. Matter of fact, go to a convenience store. Go to a McDonald's, Burger King, Wendy's. Watch what happens when they have to add in their head because they can't do it. They're not teaching these people what they used to teach them. And that's our fault. That's our fault. We're supposed to be in charge of the schools, just like the politicians. They're supposed to work for us. Folks, we got it backwards here. You need to start right here, right now, today, and get involved. Whatever way that you can get involved, whether you join a Tea Party, a Trump Club, a Freedom Club, an American Club, whatever it is, if you don't want to be part of the political system, Republican, Democrat, Libertarian, whatever, then that's what you need to do. Like-minded people. And start making sure that the candidates that are out there are the best possible candidates that represent your values that are running for office. And it all starts at the local level. Believe me when I tell you. Because these election laws, these local election laws, they come through, some of them come through the town, some of them come through the city, some of them come through the county, some of them come through the state. The federal government's trying to get involved in all the federal elections now and say, you're going to do it this way, blah, 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 blah. But I don't think if H.R. 1 passes, and I don't believe it will, we're in trouble. And I've had several people this morning ask me how to get a hold of their senators because they don't know. Well, first of all, shame on you, but here comes the number. I'm going to give you the Washington switchboard for the United States Senate. And all you got to do is tell them what state you're in, and that every state's got two senators. So here we go. For the United States Senate switchboard, 202-225-3121. 202-225-3121. One more time. 202-225-3121. That is the United States Senate switchboard. The House is run by the Democrats, but not by much. They're up by 6 seats, could be 5 in the not-too-distant future. But the Senate is very important. More important, as a matter of fact. We need to keep our eye on the prize. And it all starts right now. Get involved. For those of you down in Bradenton, if you don't know what to do, come out to the Tea Party Manatee, 13th birthday. Enjoy some free food. Enjoy some great company. Listen to some great speakers there. Sam Sorbo is going to be there. I'm going to be there. All right. I hope everybody has a great day today. I'm going to have a great lunch. Can't wait to see the gang again. We have quite the crowd over there when we get together on Tuesdays at Fish and Barbecue. So we'll be there for lunch, 11:30 to 1:30. Stop on by if you can. Have yourself a great day. Remember, this show is all about we the people. God bless America.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money, and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100, and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.